Series finale Sunday between the Tigers and A's has seen a different Yonder Alonso of late. He's up in the bottom of the fourth. The A's are ready with a 2-1 lead facing Daniel Norris.
Right field. Adusi in front of the out-of-town scoreboard turns around, and that baby is gone. Alonso drops it on the shelf above the out-of-town scoreboard, and it's 4-1 the A's lead.
So the 0-2 pitch, and Ryan Dahl throws, and it's swung on, lifted a deep left. Chris Davis will turn and watch, and that quickly, the Tigers have taken the lead. 6-5 in favor of Detroit.
Save blown last night, plus a loss for Francisco Rodriguez.
And Shed, it's a drive to left center, up the alley, and nobody's there, and that's going to go to the wall. Rajay's around second. He's going to third. He's around third. He's going to score without a throw on a line smash.
This ball game is tied.
Now, this is the at-bat right here for Ryan Healy.
In the air to left field. Upton going back. Upton near the wall. Upton is going to watch this baby go. And we are walking off for the second game in a row at the Coliseum. How about that?
For the second straight day, the A's come back against Francisco Rodriguez and pick up a win. Sunday's final is 8-6. Sunday, Ryan Healy is the hero. His two-run shot sends the A's home with a victory. Here's his reaction.
I was just praying it wasn't going to hit a seagull and land in left field somewhere.
But it didn't help you, the fact that you saw him last night. You hit a ball hard last night. Did you take any of that into today's at bat?
You know what? Yeah. Feel pretty good? Looks pretty good. I know he can't hear. Yeah. Well, find the headset. Attaboy.
You know what? I like it.
I guess so.
You know, that's kind of just the mentality that we have to have here. We play in a bigger ballpark. But you know what? When you put barrel on, the ball's going to go.
Right.
Fortunately, it went right there and got us a W.
Here's manager Bob Melvin.
You know, we got dull in a leverage situation, and that never ends up being a bad thing for us and just makes one bad pitch. And now we're one run down and down some guys in the bullpen, and somebody else has to step up. Bobby Wall was absolutely fantastic. And then Pinder, everybody. Pinder makes a great throw in the outfield, has another couple good at-bats. Just seemed like it was a total team effort again.
Just the at-bats in that final inning, too, starting with Rajay getting that walk and how it snowballed from there.
Yeah, I even think the pitch before might have been a ball, the 3-1 pitch. But, that's what a leadoff guy's supposed to do. He's supposed to grind on that pitcher, whether it's the first inning or the ninth inning. He definitely did that and gets on base, and now it's a whole different dynamic when he's on base because you have to worry. You're worried about him stealing, and, you know, there are a lot of things that come up when a guy like that is on base. Yeah.
Does it carry more significance when you're getting those kind of contributions from those guys?
Well, yeah, and we need it throughout the lineup. I mean, we can't rely on one or two guys. I mean, Yonner's been unbelievable for us. Chris Davis is the guy that we always expect to, but it takes, and I've said that from spring training forward, it takes the full 25 for us to be successful. And, you know, you got to get contributions on all ends of it from us, and we did.
Sonny's velocity and everything seemed really good. His stuff seemed good. He seemed like he pitched in a lot of tough luck. Check swing.
Horrible luck.
The bag and the other one, the left field. And
you want the. Yeah. It is exactly right. I mean, the first run's on a check swing double, and then now we got Yonder very rarely makes an error, and now you got a doink hit, a roller, a ball hit the other way. He threw a lot of pitches that inning, so it was time for him to come out, but, you know, very unlucky today.
Talked about Healy's passion, how he needs to make sure he channels it in the right way. He seemed pretty fired up rounding third base. About just him kind of coming through in that situation.
Yeah, you know, he's very understanding of how he kind of needs to channel it, but you never want to take that away from him. And that makes him who he is, because in those situations, he's afraid of nothing. And he wants to be up in that situation. The only thing you have to do is make sure he doesn't try to go out of the zone and try to hit. But he can't wait for those type situations, and he's a very emotional kid.
It seemed like when he hit it, it was like no doubt, huh?
Well, I didn't know the way, because it was. I thought it might hit a seagull, to tell you the truth. I mean, there's like 400 of them circling at that point in time, and if it hits a seagull and comes down, you just play it. But you know, you had to wait. He knows better than anybody whether or not it's going out. You know, it was rather high, so depending on the wind here, sometimes it knocks it down, but it didn't. Thank goodness it didn't.
The A's look to keep the momentum going on Monday as they start a series with the Angels at home.